This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon says it has severely weakened the fighting strength of Taliban forces in Afghanistan. That statement comes in the midst of some of the most intense air raids yet on the country. It also comes as Afghan opposition groups claim they're going on the offensive. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
The U.S. military says rebel forces are moving close to retaking a major Afghan city. Marine Lieutenant General Gregory Newbold says at least some rebel troops are almost within range of Mazar-e-Sharif.
You've noticed the airfield there. It's about 10 kilometers from the town. And I think there are Northern Alliance forces at the edge of that airfield.
Northern Alliance troops have not quite claimed they're on the edge of the airfield, but have said they're a few miles away. That's the same airfield where U.S. military forces have been active this week. Some of the 2,000 bombs the U.S. has dropped in recent days fell there. General Newbold showed reporters gun camera footage taken by an American plane. The footage reveals what appears to be a Taliban tank. Newbold says it was dug in near the airfield until two U.S. bombs smashed it. Over the last week, Pentagon officials have said they've struck other targets near Mazar-e-Sharif. They blasted what officials say is a tank maintenance facility. They've struck other forces that the U.S. says are closely linked to the Al-Qaeda network. U.S. officials have insisted the military is not coordinating operations closely with rebel forces, but at the same time they said their campaign should help the Afghan opposition. It's extremely difficult to verify the scale or the intensity of the reported rebel offensive. There are few, if any, reporters in the area. Pentagon officials acknowledge that Northern Alliance troops commonly exaggerate their own numbers and their own accomplishments. And if the rebels reached Mazar-e-Sharif, it is not clear if they would have the strength to hold it. But Taliban spokesmen have also said that their forces are fighting outside the city. The Taliban says its forces are capable of holding off the opposition. Marine General Newbold says the opposition could make major gains by taking the city. They could block one of Afghanistan's few roadways leading from east to west.
Mazar-e-Sharif has two critical elements to it. One is that it's a crossroads, mostly for resupply of their forces. The other one is the psychological one. As most of you know, Mazar-e-Sharif has been fought over for 3 years now, and it's changed hands. Its loss to the Taliban would be a significant setback.
The Afghan commander who has said he's trying to take the city is General Abdul Rashid Dostum. He's been fighting in Afghanistan for a couple of decades. He recently returned to the country after several years in exile. During the Afghan wars, Dostum has switched sides more than once, and he's been defeated at least once when his own subordinates switched sides against him. Northern Alliance groups have been seeking to convince Taliban forces to defect now, and it is not clear if Dostum's recent reported progress comes more from fighting or from persuasion. Whatever the cause, Marine General Newbold predicts that the Taliban may have trouble resupplying its forces.
I would say that they're in danger of being cut off right now, and I would say their positions could be in jeopardy over the next couple of days, depending on what the Northern Alliance chooses to do.
Even as rebels and the U.S. report an offensive in the north, another front appears to remain static. Reporters can see at least some of the rebel front lines outside of Kabul, and they've seen no move toward the capital itself. U.S. officials and analysts have said the United States may not be ready for the Northern Alliance to overthrow the Afghan government. The U.S. is seeking to assemble a broader coalition that can keep the country from chaos. Still, the U.S. says it has struck some targets that may affect the defense of Kabul. In recent days, the military has insisted that no Taliban targets are off limits as long as U.S. pilots can find them. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.